Hey everyone, welcome back to the Your Fielder's Choice NHL podcast. I'm your host, Devin, joined as always by Pete. How are you doing today, Pete?
Doing good. Ready to start another week. NHL is wrapping down to playoff time before you know it. Before you know it, we're going to have opening MLB, playoff time NHL. Best time for sports right now. So we're in a nitty-gritty right now for NHL. 10-game slate tonight.
And the trade deadline is coming up pretty soon here, so we're going to start seeing some movement and NBA as well. I think NBA trade deadline is Thursday, so we're going to start seeing some movement between all the sports, which is always a fun time. So
yep.
Tonight we got a solid 10-game slate, a little bit lower of totals and some teams with high totals that make me cringe a little bit, like Calgary, but we'll get into it and see if we can wade our way through this and help you build a strong cash lineup. So let's take a look at Vegas odds to start. We've got Calgary and New York and Minnesota. Wow. All right. Calgary, New York, Minnesota, and Colorado all at 3.4, which are all tied for the highest totals of the day. Calgary opened at 3.7, has dropped to 3.4. 3.7 is a pretty aggressive total for a team like Calgary anyway, so I assume 3.4 is probably, that's probably why it dropped. Winnipeg at 3.2, Carolina, Montreal at 3.1, Edmonton at 3, New York, Vancouver, Vegas, San Jose, 2.9. Everybody else is 2.7 or below. Per usual, on a large slate like this, a really easy thing to do is kind of limit yourself to, on a slate like today, I would probably look at those 2.9 and above teams.
Yeah.
It's going to still give you about, actually a little over half the slate, but that still allows you to eliminate about seven teams really from your cash pool just to help it. So you're not looking at 20 different teams, which can be a little overwhelming. So
that's a good strategy. Yep. Unless you get like a crazy, Schwartz, you know, Jaden Schwartz play, some crazy play where a guy's coming back. It's a good way to go. 2.9 above.
Yep. So sometimes I'll go a little bit off of that if there's not quite enough teams, but tonight that still gives us, you know, like I said, that gives us 13 teams to still work with. So, all right, let's start with center. Obviously, you've got Edmonton coming in with a total of 3, which is a nice total. So you've got the best player in the world, Connor McDavid. By the way, I heard a crazy stat. Connor McDavid has 60 points on the season. Buffalo has 61 goals on the season. That, I don't think the average listener understands the insanity of that number. Like, that's beyond logic. He is essentially outplaying the Buffalo Sabres as a team. It's insane.
And he's good. He probably is the best in the world. And that's my whole dilemma tonight, because you play him every night. And yeah, he's up to 9,300. Actually, I'm both DK and FanDuel. 14 shots on goal in his last three games. 4 goals in his last three games. But then the problem is I got Nate McKinnon all of a sudden, who's starting to heat up a little bit, right behind him at $300 less. Of course, to me, McDavid's the play. But McKinnon and Avalanche are starting to heat up. He's got 8 points over his last 4. 3-point efforts in back-to-back games. Can you play both of them together in cash, or is that too much of a Stars and Scrubs move? I haven't actually tried to build it yet, but I don't think so, right?
I mean, we'll have to tinker with it. But yeah, I mean, you've got McKinnon coming in with 6 straight double digits, 7 of his, 8 of his last 9. So he's back to that player we were looking for. You've got McDavid's got 10 straight double digits, goals in 3 straight. He's got 20 or more in 3 straight. So either way, I think you have to play one of the two. I don't see not starting with those guys. Probably start with McDavid. He should be the highest owned. And then if you find yourself 300 short from a lineup you love, then you could drop off McDavid to McKinnon. I think I would start with McDavid, though.
And then you drop, $1,000, and you're sitting there with Leon at 8-2, who is actually having a hell of a year. I mean, so yeah, you Leon's, really can't. I mean,
yeah, double Leon's digit got every game, double digits like. In 6 of 7 himself. So actually 7 of his last 8. So he's been crazy consistent as well. I mean, yeah, you've got if you're to look at points per game just this year based on home away splits, it's Leon and McDavid both have 1.36 per road game. McKinnon has 1.17 per road game. And then Mark Scheifele actually sneaks in there at 1.2 points per road game. So three of those four at the top of the charts in terms of points per game. So like I said, you gotta play one of these big boys here.
Totally agree. And then I don't think center is great tonight. I hope I don't get burnt. I always have this dilemma anymore, and a lot of it's being the Ranger fan, but do I play Zib or do I play Panarin? I hate that they're on two different lines, but I think this could be the night. Zib is up to 69, and he's no longer in that mid-5 range anymore, but against Buffalo. But I think you do need a Ranger in your lineup. And so if you're playing McDavid or even McKinnon, is Zib too expensive now at 6'9"? I don't think there's no other stud you have to play. Or do you drop down, even if you want to play a Ranger? I guess you've got Ryan Strome at 5'9". He's been playing really well over his last 10 games. He's got 4 goals and 7 assists playing with Panarin. So that's my dilemma for center two, is a Ranger or drop down way down to the fours with an Erickson Ek or a guy like, you know, a guy like Thomas Hertl.
Yeah, you've got plenty of options today.
Is a Ranger a play? Is it just me because it's the Rangers playing Buffalo? I can never get Zib right. I can get Panarin right more than Zib, but it's also I don't think anybody's gotten Zib right this year.
Tied for highest implied total on the board, so certainly going to want to consider very strongly getting at least a Ranger in your cash lineup today.
Two of his last three have been great games.
Zib and Strom absolutely in play. Strom, if you need the savings, Strom is riding a nice point streak here. He's not picking up many goals, which hurts his DFS upside, but he's quietly got 24 points in 30 games after a really slow start. Can't go wrong there. You do have both the Calgary guys are still very cheap, and Lindholm and Monahan. This is about as good a spot as you're going to get them in. But we talk about it all the time. Calgary is really hard to predict. So,
yep. I've stopped trying to figure them out.
Yep. So if you go there, you just understand that there's always a risk with these guys to bust on you. So I'm probably going to leave that second spot open, build, and come back and see where I land.
That's a good point.
It's tough to – it's a lot of really good plays, but it's a lot of guys that just nobody's crazy consistent minus those top guys.
And I brought up Erickson Ek, and it looks like that's how they finished the other day with him on that number one with Zuccarello and Kaprizov. Now, they were playing the Avalanche, and yeah, they got the shit beat out of them, but that line actually did lead to 7 scoring chances and 4 high danger scoring chances in that game, and now they're facing the Ducks. So, but I'm seeing that line, 2 different sites and 2 different lines. I'm seeing Rask on top with Kaprizov and Zuccarello, or I'm seeing Erickson Ek. So you probably gonna need to wait 2 rushes or hear any more information later. But I have an interest in Erickson Ek way down at 4-4 if I don't go with a Ranger as my center too. There's not a hell of a lot that I really love at center tonight beside the big guys.
Yep. Just taking a look quick at guys who are kind of running a little bit hot here. Aho's got 11 points over his last 10 games. Toffoli's got 10 over 10. I guess he's listed at wing. Let's see what else here. Lindholm does have 9 points over his last 9 games. JT Miller's got 16 points over his last 17.
I brought up Hurdle. Hurdle's actually got 4 points over his last 3, and here we go with the Sharks again.
He's got 7. Well, no, but they actually have a decent total today. Yeah. They're in that range where I think you can absolutely label them as cash viable.
And has scored twice against the Kings in 2 games this year.
Yeah. No, he's got 3 straight double digits. Hurdle has 7 points over his last 6 games, so he's playing well. My issue with the Kings is it's the only team in the league for some reason that can have a total of like 2.4 and all carry crazy projected ownership. And I'm like, why the hell is this team have projected ownership?
Yep.
But tonight's a night where they actually have a what I would consider to be a cash viable total. So yeah, gotta like Hurdle coming at that price. That team's a different team, offense with Timo. They're still not winning many games, but they're actually scoring some goals now that Timo's back. So yeah, I like Hurdle as well. But yeah, I think I'm gonna start with Connor, and then leave that second spot open. And then I know if I need a couple $100, I can go to McKinnon. Feel pretty confident about that as well. And then, you know, kind of swing back and see where I land on that second center spot. Because there are options up and down the board of guys in top six roles, power play spots as well. So let's go ahead and swing over.
Yep, because I think we just get the wing. I think we can stay high at center because I can't believe the value I'm seeing at wing here as we're talking. The value at wing is crazy right now today.
Yeah.
If it all comes into place.
Kind of been there all season. You did mention Jaden Schwartz. He's still only 3,700. Yeah, their total's low, but that's still pretty cheap.
Yep.
It looks like he's back on power play one, so you're getting him dirt cheap. You got Anthony Bevilier coming in at power play one for 3,800.
Pool Harvey for calling pool party for Edmonton. I mean, he's playing with McDavid. He's playing well.
4,100. You've got LeBanc. Another San Jose guy coming in at 4,100. You got Riley Smith, 3,500. He's back on that top power play unit.
Now, if Max is out, I think Riley Smith is pretty damn close to a lock. I mean, not to say a lock, but he's going to catch ownership, and I'm got my eyes on him at 3,500. Because if Max is out, he's got four shots to go his last two. He definitely is going to stay on that top power play unit, correct?
Yeah. Yeah, he should stay up there.
$3,500 is pretty damn good price. I mean, Riley Smith's had better years, but
yeah, Tatar's back in a prominent role. That was part of the reason,
but
change coaches is because they weren't giving him the minutes he needed. So we've got a lot of options in this 4K range. Thomas Tatar's on 3.9. But Johnny Gaudreau is only 4,800.
So I mean, this is crazy.
Yep. Buchnevich is a guy who's been playing really well as cheaper exposure to the Rangers. Panarin's been playing very well. He's expensive, but certainly
he's up to 84
payoff option.
Yeah, that's probably what made me keep me to Ziv. But man, since he came back, he's been the spark. Last five he's played, he's got three goals in the five games, to seven points. So I think Panarin's a top. Yeah, he's by far a top winger tonight, correct? I mean,
well, him and Rantanen's on fire as well.
He
had cooled off. He started to play really well again. Landeskog's actually playing really well too. He's got back-to-back three-point games. That top line all of a sudden has exploded. They just were not having a good year, and then they just have gone nuts the last few games. So
last five games, 11 goals and 16 assists.
Yeah, so they are certainly in play. Wings pretty loaded. Tell you what, Kevin Fiala moved back up to that second power play or to that top power play unit.
He's just going to say him.
That's a nice price. You get Jimmy Vesey still power play one for 2,600. There's a pure punt option. Let's see what else.
I got hurt by that play the other day, but hey, anytime somebody's on a top power play and a top unit, a top line.
Yeah.
I mean.
Yeah, exactly.
It's a dart. I kind of like the Fiala call then too, I think at 5,200. He hasn't had a goal in three games, but playing the Ducks could be the perfect medicine for that.
Yeah, that's pretty darn cheap. And the fact that he's back on that top power play unit is really nice. Another punt option is Matt Martin has moved up to the Islanders top power play. He is 2,600.
Matt Martin has been a serviceable NHL player too over the years.
Yep. So he, he's a fourth liner, but he comes in at minimum priced top power play. So again, that's another just pure punt. If you literally need it,
and that's a nice veteran grinder line. Martin, Cizikas, who else on that Clutterbuck, right?
That's a
veteran line right there.
That's your like their absolute lockdown defensive line. But they will randomly pop off for some goals.
Yep, that line, they just did the night, right? I'll take that line on my team any day.
We also got Zegras, super low total, but he did finally find the net. You called that the other day. 2,900, power play one. Again, it's, I tell you what, Ryan Donato's been shooting a lot. He's 3,200. He's still on that top San Jose power play unit. I believe he had a big day the other day simply based on the shot bonus. So we got plenty of options here, guys on top power play units for very, very cheap that if you wanted to get double centers, you certainly can.
You could probably go with McKinnon, McDavid if you really wanted to, and you could play Tatar, Riley Smith, Jaden Schwartz as you know as your wingers, or you can pay up a defense today if you wanted to, with, you know, with a Shea Theodore or something if you really needed to. But I love this value today, so I'm not even sure if I'm going to pay up to Panarin to 8-4.
Timo Meier, I mentioned him. He's got 13 points in 11 games. Can't forget about the Minnesota guys. If Rask is centering that top line, by the way, he does remain viable. Victor Rask, he's a center, but we're going to want to watch that to see who centers that top line. Because Zuccarello and Kaprizov have just been awesome this year. So those guys are all in play. Whoever centers that line is going to be in play. Just looking through again. Jonathan Drouin's got 4 points in 5 games. Buchnevich has 15 points in his last 10 games.
That was the other name but I meant to mention is Buchnevich, who's been playing very well.
Yep. Donskoy should be super cheap. He's been playing well again, 6 points over his last 4 games. So we do have some options for some guys who are running a little bit hot right now. Nichushkin has three points over his last 4 games. So, yeah, I mean, big slate comes lots and lots of options.
Like it.
All right, let's swing over to defense, where I think you start. Yeah, I hate saying it because he's not actually very good, but he always gets these opportunities. Brad Hunt is on the top power play unit for Minnesota at minimum price.
So there's another one, right? Another 2-5. So
yeah, just happened. They're tied for the highest total of the day. So Brad Hunt pretty much is a terrible defender who plays defense. He's offensive minded, so that's why teams keep giving him a shot on this top power play on power plays. And now that he's moved up to that top power play unit, it's getting you exposure to Fiala, Kaprizov, Zuccarello, literally Minnesota's best players for 2,500. So I think I will be plugging Brad Hunt and then moving on.
You can end up playing like a Brad Hunt and Noah Hanifin, who's still on the Calgary one, since you're that high implied, and definitely get your McKinnon and McDavid if you so see fit. You know what I mean?
So, yep, absolutely.
Possibly a Rantanen to combine with McKinnon and McDavid, or I mean, this is. But the, you I know,
Hanifin should be popular at 3,300. You also have Adam Fox coming in 5,200, cheap exposure to that Rangers top power play.
Yeah, that's a good call.
So I actually wouldn't mind running all three. You could run Fox, Hanifin, and then Hunt and Utility as a punt.
So who do you see as a top payoff then? Is Dougie's playing tonight at 71? I'm not paying 7,100. You know, he's been playing so well. He's been playing well.
Nobody. I think you take value at defense. It's too strong.
Yep.
If I am paying up, Dougie continues his hot streak. He's riding a 12 game point streak. 11 game point streak, double digits in 6 straight, 11 of his last 13 or so. So if paying up, he makes a ton of sense. He's been super consistent. Sorry, my kids are playing very loudly today.
Sorry.
Well, they're excited. It's warm out, so they're excited. They can't wait.
Oh, it's warm up there?
Yes. Yes, it is. So.
It's cold here. It's almost 60 today. It's cold.
it's 60 today, and that's what's beautiful.
I got a hoodie on and a hat. But I'm getting. We didn't really mention Carolina today. And my boy, Svechnikov, he actually had a nice night the other night with a goal. And that second line was stalling fast. I mean, you can't – don't leave Carolina out because – to be the type of game they go off and we're not even on them.
Yeah, they always get lost in the shuffle on these big
Yes, they do.
games, big slates, and partly because of their balanced nature can make them such a bitch to predict. Them in Florida, I actually heard Florida has six guys now with 10 or more goals, which is the most in the NHL. Pretty crazy, but that can make those teams tough to predict.
Oh, is it like yesterday? I built, which I thought was a nice little line for that three gamer. And I had like Stamkos and Bakarov and all these guys, and oh my, the lineup ended up terrible. And
yeah, I had a lineup I loved yesterday too, and I got spanked.
Yep, got spanked. So.
Same thing. Yep, I absolutely loved my lineup yesterday.
That's why I played on those games. I played like a $4 GBP, and that was it. So those small games, I'm glad I did.
Yeah,
but I think we get enough punts for defense. I mean, we got two popular ones in Hannafin and Hunt, and that's all you probably pretty much need. I didn't really dig in too much for anybody else, but we should be good.
Yep, Fox, Hannafin, and Hunt are. I will be playing two of those three, if not all three.
Yeah, I agree.
Just make too much sense. High totals, power play one, defenders. So you know they're going to play 18 plus minutes or so. Even Hunt saw 18 minutes last game. So they just make so much sense to me. All right, moving on to goalie. First of all, the way DraftKings is doing pricing this year is such a joke. Thatcher Demko was $6,900 the other day. That was the most laughable price I've ever seen. And what did he do? He scored 20 freaking points. There was no reason that dude should be below 8K right now.
Now he's at 76, so he just jumped $700 randomly.
It's because they're literally doing it all based on matchup, which, you know, at the one hand, it's impressive that they're keeping up with it that much.
Right, right. Hand. Agree.
It's insane. So speaking of Thatcher, absolutely in play here. I mean, at this point, he's got, 10 straight in double digits with 13.5 being the lowest over the last 10 days. I mean, he's the best goalie in the world right now.
Yeah, and he's on a, what you said, 4-game winning streak. So eight of his last nine.
Yeah, he was last nine. He is literally carrying this team right now. So he's seen 30 plus shots in every game during that stretch, but one. So he's getting the opportunity for saves. 7,600. He's absolutely in play here.
Yep. And his three starts against Winnipeg, he's 2-1, and he stopped 79 of 81 shots in those three games. So. Yeah, lock him in. I'm not paying $8,300 for Cam Talbot, because I mean, yeah, he's solid. He's 6-5-1 this year, 2.66 goals allowed, 91.5 save percentage. But I'm not paying $8,600 for Georgie, or whatever Kincaid could possibly be. I don't think anybody's confirmed in that game yet. I don't care if they're playing Buffalo or not, but I'm not paying mid eights for
it. It is Kincaid at $8,600. No thanks.
So Kincaid's $8,600 too. So there you go. Yeah. I didn't even look at his price yet.
Yeah, not a chance I'm playing that.
Nope.
Right now we show Markstrom as the chalkiest option, which Markstrom does have double digits for his last five. But Markstrom's been
shaky.
When he's off this year, he's off. He's one of those guys, when he's bad, he's negative five bad, negative 10, negative eight. He has three negatives on his log over the last 15 games or so. So I think I would rather just keep rolling Demko here. He's just too hot.
Yeah, no, I totally agree. That's where I'm going. Is Demko, this Cam is confirmed. He's unconfirmed, but I'm assuming he's going to play, right? He's going to be the goalie.
Yeah, he's not confirmed yet, but I would assume he starts. Obviously, if he doesn't, then, you know, go away from that. But
Mike Smith's confirmed, so he's 7,400.
Mike Smith makes for a nice little pivot. GDP. He does have double digits in five of his last six, and he has played really well on the road. Montreal puts a lot of shots on net. He actually scored 40 against them in his opener this year. But again, I just feel like 200 more Demko's a lot safer.
Is a goalie in Columbus been confirmed yet? Okay, it's Korpisalo. Okay, Korpisalo is. So, there you go. I think you go Demko, unless if you do want to pay up, then I'd probably lean against Markstrom. But to me, it's all Demko. I mean, I guess you can use Cam Talbot, I guess, but Demko's the play.
Yeah, there are other options. I just I think I'm just gonna roll with this. I mean, eventually it's gonna burn us, sure, but
it's not like we haven't been burned before by some of these by $8,500 goalie. So
yeah, and yeah, so Demko's at the moment is top of my list. So all right, well, we threw a lot of names out here because there's a lot of things to like on the slate. Typically, we give a little more direction, and I'm sorry if you're listening to this that we didn't. But what I will say is you start with at least a big boy at center, probably McDavid. I think you take the value at defense. I think you take the value at defense, plug in two of the three we mentioned, if not all three, using one utility as a punt, and then see where that lands you. There are plenty of options at wing. The cheat sheet is live. Top plays will come out here shortly. Kind of shorten your list a little bit for you. So who do you like GPP stacks tonight?
Well, I got to say the Rangers one or two, just because the Rangers. But getting away from the Rangers, San Jose one. I'm looking at San Jose one. Of course, like the Colorado and Edmonton's, but I like San Jose one today too.
Yep.
The Minnesota, if the Minnesota one stays with, if they stay with Ek between Zouk and Kaprizov, that's my top line.
Yeah, I really like that whole power play. I like that Fiala's back up there. Hunt, you know, you could pair Fiala and Hunt, or you know, Kaprizov and Zouk have been super consistent this year. Even Bjugstad would be a punt viable. He's down in the fourth line, which isn't great, but they run a super balanced lineup and they shuffle things around a lot. So
Bjugstad, yes, they do.
Decent minutes here. Don't sleep on Colorado too.
Sneaky, Kadri's very sneaky.
When Kadri goes off, he goes off. They're getting healthy again too. Also, even Colorado 3 is a good lineup. Donskoy, Nichushkin, Tyson Jost back. But obviously, Colorado power play 1 is the clear Colorado play, and they're playing like it again. Let's see what else we got here. Try to get somebody a little lower owned here. Obviously, Edmonton power play 1 always.
Yeah, definitely.
Don't sleep on Ottawa at home. Ottawa's a team nobody ever plays. I like that top power play unit. They got a lot of talent. You know, Brady Tkachuk loves to shoot a ton. Tim Stutzel is a star in the making. I really believe that. Every time I watch him, he's noticeable when he's out on the ice. Drake Batherson's quietly had a really good year. Thomas Chabot's one of the better defenders. Dadanoff eventually is going to get his head out of his ass and start scoring some more goals again. So yeah, Ottawa power play 1 is going to come in at super low ownership. Probably my favorite low own stack.
No, I agree.
All right. Well, with that being said, like I said, top plays will be out shortly. Cheat sheet is live. We'll be updated again here in a couple hours. So we get more confirmed goalies. Any potential line movement, we'll try to include in that as well. So, anything else, Pete?
Nope, it's gonna be a fun night. It could end up stars and scrubs, which I don't like, but I don't really consider guys like Jaden Schwartz scrubs. So, it's gonna be a fun night.
Yep, so, all right, well, with that being said, we'll catch you next time and good luck.
All right, good luck, everybody.